Proclamation number 7833 of 22nd of February, 1961. Divine revelations predominantly concern spiritual knowledge. You receive a spiritual gift which is beneficial for your soul, which is bread and wine in truth, which strengthens the soul and helps it to recover, which lets it mature into eternal life. When I impart the truth to you through the Spirit, it only concerns knowledge which promotes your spiritual development. For I come to you as a true physician of the soul and give you medicine so that you will not become a slave to death. And thus you will be instructed through the Spirit about your earthly task and about the reason for creation as well as your existence on this earth as a human being. You shall learn why your soul takes this path across earth and what the purpose of it is. And so that you will also fulfill the purpose, I will give you the guidelines according to which you should live your earthly life. And you can be certain that I will instruct you in all truth, that I will not let you fall into error if you desire the truth. What you therefore need to know for this task of earthly life will be announced to you by my Spirit, as I have promised. But the fact that you now desire to know much which is completely without influence for the attainment of the soul's salvation also puts you in danger of being taught wrongly, for such a desire can also be fulfilled by my adversary, who then sees an opportunity to gain an advantage for himself and who will then be successful if you humans already have a preconceived opinion which he will immediately support if it does not correspond to the truth. But I want the salvation of your soul alone to be your priority. I want you to demand nourishment for your soul which I will offer to it at any time. And thus, if possible, detach yourselves from earthly knowledge if you desire to be instructed by my Spirit. Give yourselves to me with complete faith and let me give you what your Father deems necessary for you. I will guide you into all truth. And I will also enlighten you about earthly things if it is necessary. But once your soul has reached the maturity on earth that it can enter the kingdom of light, then it will have clarity about everything. On earth, however, it does not need some knowledge, therefore it will not be given to it. Again and again I emphasize that the human beings will ease free, that I admonish and instruct the human being to only ever seek the salvation of his soul, and I make my will known to him through my word. And if he now fulfills my will, a bright light will soon shine for him and his thoughts will be right because my Spirit can illuminate them. And then you will also know and feel what is necessary to know for your soul's salvation. And you will not complain with thoughts which lie outside spiritual knowledge. Amen.